RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Eyes. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Well, folks, we are really fortunate today to have one of the great writers and a guy who lives what he says. Brad Johnson is a personal trainer and nutritional guru who has written a groundbreaking book called The Stark Naked 21-Day Metabolic Reset. That's right, 21 days to try and correct what you've ruined in 21 or 41 years. And we're so happy that he can be with us and share some of his experience and journey in creating this and share a few tips with us. Thanks, Brad. Thanks for being with us today. And can you tell us a little bit about that journey?
Yeah, thank you for having me. So yeah, my journey has been pretty interesting. I am a metabolism guy. I started off as a trainer, a strength coach. I work with all kinds of athletes and CEOs and extremely high-achieving people, and I'm that type myself. And in 2008, I was running my own business. I was competing with the U.S. National Bobsled Team, trying to earn a spot on the Olympics, kind of pursuing a dream. My wife was pregnant with our second child. I was kind of running on all cylinders, and I was surviving, but I was cheating things like sleep. And because, hey, right, you can't sleep enough and be successful. They don't go hand in hand, and I really bought into that back then. And I was doing great. I physically looked like a specimen because I was competing at the international level. Then my wife had my little girl. And all of a sudden, 90 miles an hour and 10 cans seemed really dumb. And so remember, I crossed the finish line of a practice run and jumped up and just hung it up. Like, I'm never getting back in that thing. That was dumb. And I came home, and the first week home, I got really sick. And most people can grasp that. They finally go on vacation, and they get really sick. And then the second week came, and all of a sudden, I couldn't get out of bed. I couldn't function. I had hair falling out of my face. I was grumpy, irritable. And I went to my doctor, and he looked at me on the outside. He's like, oh, my gosh, you look like like the gold standard of health and fitness. And he's like, yeah, something's really wrong. And he comes back in my labs a few days later, and he's just like, what did you do to yourself? I had hypothyroidism. I had prediabetes. I had the testosterone levels of an 85-year-old sick man. He couldn't even be healthy. I was absolutely destroyed at 33 years old. But I looked incredible on the outside. And at that point, I realized, huh, something's not right here. And that kind of started my whole journey to what has now become the small set and how we do things in my facility now.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You brought up the fact is there's an apocryphal moment that people shouldn't miss. And that, I mean, you say, why does an eye doctor have this conversation? Is because the eye is so vulnerable, it needs to be fed. And the liver is the key to all of your storage for your vitamins for your eyes. And so resetting your metabolism is a brilliant thought. And you do it in some simple ways. Can you share some of those techniques or recommendations?
Yeah. Our belief system, first off, is you have to fix what's broken. And that's always come down to the metabolism. It's interesting that you've related this to the liver. I actually learned as I was preparing for this with you that, you know, that the liver and the eyes were so correlated. I didn't think about that as I was writing this book, but, you know, it is responsible for 600 metabolic activities. And if that thing is bogged down or overworked or congested, your whole metabolism is shutting down. So that's one area of the reset we focus on. Now, this isn't a crazy detox program. This is a love on your liver program. We believe in opening up Pandora's box. We believe in supporting the liver, giving it lots of nutrients to do its job better, relieving it of its everyday stressors like coffee and alcohol and sugar just for 21 days, right? It's long enough to basically get a good response from it, but not so long that people think it's never going to end. And then we also do things like we pull out food sensitivities. We find that people are eating a ton of foods that their body is actually sensitive to, and it could even be really healthy food. A lot of times we see people overeat the same foods, and before long the body starts taking that on as a foreign invader and starts reacting to it negatively, causing more stress. And then last, these crazy lifestyles we live, we are just on the go 24/7. It's almost become a sign of weakness if you have to take a break or take a nap or you need a day off. If you can't work 80 hours a work week, something has to change. So this 21-day reset is just kind of the okay to take a break. It's the okay to take a little off season like professional athletes do. I'm only asking you to do it for 3 weeks. You know, pro athletes, gosh, these guys get up to 16 weeks a year off. And that's where this really started coming from, was they're experts at recovery, and most of us outside of the sporting world are not.
Wow. Well, you know, reading your book, some of the things that pop out are more sleep, less sugar. No, No shame, no fat shame towards anybody who isn't doing it right. We're all at the starting line. And that this is a doable thing. It's only 3 weeks. You can do it because you can plan those 3 weeks if you have to. I mean, it's remarkable because of your insights.
Yeah. I'm shocked. You know, I didn't know. I'm very detached from the normal fitness world, but this whole fat shaming thing has just really shocked me. I've come to learn that the fitness world states the only thing that matters is the scale or what's looking back at you in the mirror. And if, as long as that looks great, life's wonderful. And once you get there, life's going to be amazing. Well, I'll tell you, I looked amazing and felt horrible. We believe that how you feel is the most important part. And once you start to feel great, the weight loss comes. And so the whole fat shaming thing just really, really bums me out. I think it's really silly because it's not the important factor.
Well, you know, our brain is meant for survival. We sort of look at all these items and we think that we survive better. And many people think they eat healthy. I mean, what a misnomer, because it's a self-rationalization. And you provide something that's not a fad diet, you know?
Correct.
And people have choices, which is also so remarkable. And I remember the last sentence in your book was so impressive to me. What you said, your healthy metabolism has the resiliency to survive some fun. Meaning, you must be a lot of fun, and your clients are so lucky to have you. Can you tell us about some of the people you worked with and what they've found from the 21-day diet?
Oh, gosh, yeah. We've worked with everybody from, gosh, you know, stay-at-home moms that are trying to survive, you know, chasing three or four kids around all day, all the way up to celebrities like, Joan London. I've worked with Blake Bortles from the Jacksonville Jaguars. I work with numerous SWAT teams, some Navy SEALs. I'm about to start working with Sandra Lee. So lots of high-powered people. And what's interesting is they always come on because they want to lose some weight. That's always the fact of the reason why people start it. But by the end of the 21 days, it's always the same thing. It's like, oh, my gosh, my energy is incredible. My sleep's incredible. I can't believe my brain clarity. And I ask them, like, whoa, did you lose any weight? Like, oh, yeah, I lost, you know, 8 pounds or 12 pounds or 15 pounds. By the end of it, once they realize how much better they can feel when they take care of themselves, the weight loss becomes meaningless. So it's always been my favorite part. Or the reduction in joint pain. It's really profound what people get from the 21 days of just loving on their bodies versus constantly abusing it.
Yeah, the book is called The Stark Naked 21-Day Metabolic Reset. And it is such a brilliant treatise because there's very little repetition in it, and it's all suggestions that are easy to implement. And you point it out is, do you want to become the real you, or do you want to look good in the mirror? Or how about doing both? And you give them an opportunity, Brad. Fantastic.
Sure.
So in the future, how are you going to implement this, and how can we get the message out to more people? Do you have a website?
Yeah, if they go to starknakedbook.com, actually every month I do a global reset group. So it starts off with a live webinar. And then
Beautiful.
As the group, we do the whole reset together, and there's access. There's a private Facebook group page. We get daily emails from me, and there's a whole support system on there of people that are doing it at the same time and supporting each other and sharing ideas and strategies. It's once the community gets involved, it's super powerful.
Well, the name of the book has that oxymoron so people can pick one or the other. You can either be stark or naked. But after 21 days, you're going to be a better you. That's amazing. And I wish you the best of luck. And we're going to have to hear from you again because there's so much you're doing for people who want to be real. And it's really the real 21-day diet or lifestyle change. That's fantastic. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Oz, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying well. Thank you for paying attention to the little things in life that make you a better person, make you feel better, and everything else will come. Have a great day.